Welcome to today's session. This is Dr. Ruth. Thank you for joining me today. Jesus is Lord. As we continue to study the Gospel of Luke, the ministry of Jesus Christ, we are still in Luke chapter 6. I pick it up today in verse 46, and today I will wrap up this chapter. Hopefully you have listened to the entire Luke chapter 6, meaning the previous sessions. And if you are joining me for the first time, welcome. Please take some time to listen to the previous chapters here in the Gospel of Luke. And I have a lot more teachings in this Podbean, Gospel of Mark, Matthew, and the first five books of the Bible, Genesis through Deuteronomy. Listen and be blessed. And I really recommend that you, as you start to listen, you listen through the entire session, because there's a lot more you will gain if you do so. And typically towards the end of the session, I discuss life applications, even though I do that throughout, but at the very end, it's like the take-home message. So whatever you do, do your best to listen to the entire thing, okay? So today we are in Luke chapter 6. We are going to begin here in verse 46. These are some powerful upcoming verses. So the gist of these upcoming verses is that the Lord is going to teach about the wise and the foolish builders. And let me just set the stage by saying that the Lord Jesus is not teaching about building a physical home. Although this illustration is applicable, it's more of a comparison, and we will find out more as we get into these verses. But the crux of the teaching here, and by the way, this is still part of the Beatitudes. I had mentioned in the previous session that if you need more teaching on the Beatitudes, you can listen to my teaching out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5 through 7. So in Luke's Gospel here, he is going to wrap up his teaching, or he's going to wrap up the Lord Jesus' teaching on the Beatitude with his last few verses. And just if you're not aware, the Beatitude just means a blessed state of peace and joy and happiness in a vibrant relationship with the Lord. It pertains to the blessings that the Lord Jesus utters to those who are blessed. So you can go back and re-listen. It's a new way of living. It's a way of living as children of light in the kingdom of God. It's a 180-degree turn from the way the world lives. And the teachings of the Beatitudes from the Lord Jesus has to do with allowing God the Holy Spirit to live in and through you, and living in peace, love towards one another, and allowing the mercy of God, the compassion of God to shine through you so others can see. It's a lifestyle that you need God the Holy Spirit to live in you and to shine through you. And this is because this is who God is. So we are called to be the salt and the light of the world. So as we leave these teachings that the Lord Jesus is teaching us in the Beatitudes, others will see the God of love, the God of compassion in us, and that will attract them to the kingdom of God. And it's good for us. It's good for our relationship with God and fellow human beings. So please go back and listen to the previous sessions. I talked about the lessons in the Beatitudes. So today the Lord will wrap up his teaching here in the Beatitude from the Gospel of Luke, and will focus on how to handle crisis. That is the crux of this upcoming verses here from Luke 6:46 to the end of this chapter 6 here, which is really a couple of verses, but powerful. So the crux of this is the Lord Jesus will teach us how to handle crisis using the Word of God. And as you know, if you are familiar with the Lord Jesus' teachings, he taught clearly throughout his teachings. And one scripture is coming to mind out of the Gospel of John 16, verse 33. The Lord Jesus said, in this present world, as in here and now, we will face various trials and tribulations. We should take heart, for he has overcome the world. So it's not that God is going to prevent us from encountering hardships. Hardships are here because this is a fallen world. Trials and tribulations are here. But the Lord Jesus said, take heart, because God, the Holy Spirit, lives in us, and the Lord Jesus has overcome the world through his death, burial, and resurrection, and he lives on the inside of us through the Holy Spirit, so we can overcome all crises. We can overcome all trials and tribulations. It just depends on your perspective. It just depends if you are going to allow the teachings in God's word to lead and guide you and to enable and empower you to overcome, or you're going to do it your way. So what we are about to learn is how, when we rely on the power of God in his word and we allow the Holy Spirit the opportunity to fight our battles for us, we will overcome. Okay, so that is the gist of these upcoming verses. So these upcoming verses, again, beginning here in Luke 6, 47 through 49, is popularly called the wise and the foolish builder, or wise and foolish builders. So before we even get into these verses, let us go through some elements so you understand. The first element I already explained, the Lord Jesus is not teaching here about building a physical house, although the principles will apply. He is teaching about building your life, having a solid foundation in your life, and that solid foundation is the word of God and relying on him as your rock, Jesus Christ. So it is talking about a spiritual life that is dependent on the word of God. And the next thing about these upcoming verses is that the Lord Jesus would tell us about two types of individuals, okay? The two types of individuals both listen to the word of God. Oh, please, listen carefully here to what I'm about to say. The two types of individuals both listen to the word of God. The next element is that the two types of individuals would encounter similar or the same crisis or storms in life. Okay? The next element in these upcoming verses is that the two individuals responded differently to the same storms in life. And the defining factor that made them respond differently is how they applied the word of God in their lives. Okay? So the word of God is the deciding factor how the two people responded. You're clear with this so far? Okay. So with that background, let us get into the verses. Luke 6, verse 47. This is the Lord Jesus now. He continued, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?" Exactly. Why would anyone say the Lord Jesus Christ is their Lord and they don't obey him? To say the Lord Jesus is your Lord over your life means that you obey everything he teaches you from the word of God. Jesus Christ is the incarnate word of God. I cannot fathom how somebody can say Jesus Christ is their Lord and then disobey his teachings in the Bible. Jesus Christ is the incarnate word of God. So if you claim to be a follower of Jesus Christ and you claim that the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, great. He died for your sins. You've accepted him as your Messiah. Have you made him your Lord? That is a decision that each of us, as followers of Jesus Christ, must make that decision publicly and personally. We must say we've accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. He died for my sins. And because of him, I have the gift of eternal life. And then I must decide that Jesus Christ is also my Lord, which means that you allow his word to guide every decision in life. You become obedient and submissive to his teachings in the word of God. Jesus himself said in John chapter 15, if you love him, you will obey him. So if you are living in sin, disobedience, then Jesus Christ is not your Lord, which is why you may be dealing with various unnecessary trials and tribulations. So have you made Jesus Christ your Lord? Do you obey his word? Do you submit to him? Does that reflect in your daily actions? That's a question that only you can answer, because Jesus is saying right here, why do you call him Lord, Lord? You don't obey what he's telling you. Then he's not your Lord. Then you are the Lord of your own life. And then you open the door for all kinds of attacks from Satan and you deal with the consequences. But when Jesus is your Lord, he fights your battles for you. So let's continue. Just to repeat that. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Verse 47. As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. Exactly. So the Lord Jesus is like, now, if you call me Lord and you listen to me and you put them to practice, here is what will happen in your life. So he is about to describe. We are now in verse 48. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. Let me pause. Just picture this. This is a perfect illustration. Let's use a physical house as an example. I live here in Southern California, and we have so many beach homes that are built on the sand. There is no solid foundation. And then, you know, if you walked away from the beaches, you get more deeper into the neighborhoods. They have other homes that are built with a solid foundation deep, deep down into the ground. Let me ask you, when the earthquake and the tornadoes hit here in Southern California, we are used to earthquakes. Which of these two homes would fall easily? You got it. The one built on a sand because it had no solid foundation. And the one built inside the neighborhood that had a deep, deep foundation, maybe 100 feet down into the soil, stands a better chance of withstanding the tornadoes. Likewise, what the Lord Jesus is already alluding here is that, let me show you a follower of mine, i.e. a Christian, who is building their life on my word, because my word provides that solid foundation for their lives. And as they are living their lives rooted and grounded in my word, I become their rock. That is what this is saying. With that explanation, let me repeat again what the Lord Jesus is saying. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. So a Christian who takes the word of God and filters everything in their life through the word of God, they are obedient to the word of God, they study the scriptures diligently, and Jesus Christ is their Lord, the word of God already has laid a solid foundation in their lives. Are you getting this? This is what the Lord is saying. Okay, let's move on. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it because it was well built. Exactly. As I used that example of the beach house and the other house built with a deeper foundation, likewise, what the Lord is saying is that when the flood came, the flood here pertains to the crisis in our lives, the crisis that we will encounter rather in this fallen world. These are the floods. It could be crisis of divorce. It could be crisis of a disease in your body. It could be crisis of a wayward child. It could be crisis of financial hardships, losing your job, relationship issues. These are flood waves that flutter us. And if we don't have the word of God to rely on, if we have not planted the word of God in our lives, if we have not trained ourselves to depend on the word of God and on the rock Jesus Christ, the crisis will strike us down. We would fall apart like a $2 suitcase. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if you have built your life depending on the word of God and focusing on Jesus Christ as your rock, when the crisis attack you, like the Lord Jesus is saying, when a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. So when crisis attack you, you won't be shaken, you won't fall apart, you won't go into despair, you won't throw the towel, because you have been dependent on the rock Jesus Christ and on his word as your solid foundation. Are you getting this? It was recently during the COVID crisis, we really got a clear picture of those whose lives were rooted in the Word of God and those who were not, because many Christians fell apart. They could not overcome. But yet we have the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit indwelling us. And we have promises like this from the Word of God that we are equipped to overcome. Friend, have you been building your life on the rock, Jesus Christ? Have you been building your life on the foundation, the Word of God, which is perfect, the Word of God, which is authoritative, the Word of God, which is true, the Word of God, which is God, and God is His Word? Or have you been neglecting the Word of God? Friend, it's never too late. You can start building your life based on the Word of God. And you know, I want to just say this real quick, because we are going to face crisis in this world, and I have a book resource I really recommend you get it. Before I even continue, this just came to mind. I wrote this book a couple of years ago during the midst of COVID crisis, and boy, it has blessed hundreds of people. It's a book based on how to overcome crisis during hardships. It's a Bible teaching book from cover to cover. It's a simple book. You can read this book in 3 to 4 hours. It's just takes you through scriptures, how to stand and fight, how to stand on God's promises, how to stand on the solid rock, Jesus Christ, and on the foundation of the Word of God, how to overcome any crisis, from being told you are going to be dying, from financial, from divorce, whatever it is. I recommend you get this book. It's called Called to Endure with Joy, Overcoming Crisis God's Way. Just listen to that title. So true. We are called as Christians to endure hardship, because it will be God doing it in and through us. So the title of this book is Called to Endure with Joy, Overcoming Crisis God's Way. How to allow Christ Jesus to work it out for you. I really recommend you get this book. If you live overseas, please get it on Amazon, because we do not ship overseas. But if you live in the continental USA, please visit our website today and get it. It comes to us as a donation of only $20, and that includes shipping and handling. And please visit our safe and secure website and get this book today. That website is drruthtani.org/donate. And when you are on the website, drruthtani.org, just check the bookstore, and this book will come up right away. I believe you can even find this book on the homepage. Okay, Called to Endure with Joy, Overcoming Crisis God's Way. We are also on Cash App, and the address there is $ Dr. Ruth Tani. And if you live in the continental USA, you can send us a donation using Zelle, and the telephone number there is 909-501-9031, and we will attach this in the description box so you can click and get straight to the website, get a copy today. This book will transform your life. It's a book that you will want to keep. It's a keeper. Mm-hmm. Because just the scriptures alone will really minister to you. So I recommend you get a couple of copies to bless other people. All of us will deal with crisis. The whole idea is to be well prepared in advance. That way, when crisis attack, you have enough in you to not fall apart. So get that book, okay? All right, so let's get back into these verses here. We are now in verse 49. Now the Lord Jesus is going to talk about the other type of individual who also encounter a flood, i.e. crisis in their life, how they would respond. Now let's listen now. Verse 49, but the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. Exactly. Remember, both individuals listened, but one of them applied and obeyed the word of God, and this second person listened but did nothing about that information. The Lord Jesus continued now about this second person who did not apply the word of God. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. Exactly. Now, this second person listened to the word of God. It's as if it got into one ear of the other one. They did nothing with the word of God. And then guess what? They encounter crisis and they fell apart because they had no roots. They had no foundation. They had been depending on their own wisdom. They had been depending on friends and family versus making the word of God your priority versus making the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord over every area of life. So when they are attacked with crisis, guess what? They had no foundation. They fell apart. These are people who easily give up, walk away and say, oh, that Jesus thing doesn't work. It works 100%, but you have to allow God, the Holy Spirit, to help you so it can work for you. It works. How much time do you spend in the Word of God? Mm-hmm. How much time do you meditate on the truths in the Word of God? Mm-hmm. Have you given God a chance in your life? Or are you leaning on your own understanding? Yet the Bible teaches us so clearly that we should not lean on our own understanding. We should trust God with all decisions. I believe that is out of Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. So have you given God the permission, access into your life to lead and guide you? If you're not doing that, you won't be able to overcome in crisis. Crisis will come. So you would be wise to turn things around and make the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord. I've already described and explained what that should look like if the Lord Jesus is your Lord. So we have come to the end of these verses and actually the end of Luke chapter 6. So what is the major principle and application we've learned here? Overcoming in crisis. First principle, it is God's will that we overcome because we are overcomers through Christ. We are not some weak people. We have God, the triune God, living on the inside of us. But we need to have a mindset that Jesus Christ has already overcome the world and has overcome the devil. We cannot relax. We cannot be depressed, get into anxiety, fear. We cannot throw in the towel when we are attacked with life's challenges. They will come, but you can overcome. You are an overcomer through Christ if you allow God to do it in and through you. Okay? But the choice is yours. So the key application here is that how do you begin to use the word of God? Because the Lord Jesus teaches us clearly. It's not just those who listen. It's applying it. And this is so clear. The book of James teaches this clearly, that it's only the doers. It's only those who practice the word of God receive the blessings. That is out of James 1:25. Only the doers get blessed, not just those who listen. The doers meaning that those who put it to practice by faith. Mm-hmm. And friend, as I mentioned earlier, God is his word. His word is him. You cannot separate. That is out of John 1:1-14. In the beginning was the Word, and we know the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory. I am paraphrasing John 1:14, and that Word is Jesus Christ, the incarnate Word of God. So if you are not studying the Word of God, you won't know the ways of God. You won't know the power of God. You won't see the power of God in your life, because there's nothing that you lack that God has not already provided in his word. And the word of God, boy, oh man, is so powerful. We know that God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. The word of God is the primary way God will lead and guide us in this dark world. The word of God is the only way God will lead and guide us through all decisions. And then he will confirm that through the Holy Spirit in our hearts. All of God's promises through Christ Jesus are yes and amen. 2 Corinthians 1:20. God is real, but have you taken the time to meditate on the word of God so that the life in the word of God can embolden you, strengthen you, give you revelation and peace and joy? The only way, the primary way you start to just receive the miracles from the word of God is through meditation. We are told this all over the scriptures. Romans 12:1-2 says we should not conform to the patterns of this world, meaning we should not think like children of this world. Rather, We should be transformed by the renewing of our minds. If you were to study that in the Greek, that word transformed there is like metamorphosis, where we change from the inside out 180 degrees. We leave and we put God's word to practice. As I have been discussing here in the Beatitudes, as we trust God, the Holy Spirit, to do it for us. Because the Christian life is a supernatural life. You cannot do it on your own effort. You have to surrender to your will and you trust God's will, which is His word. You have to surrender to your ways and you trust God's ways in His word. As you surrender, you give God the Holy Spirit access into your life. He will live the life in and through you. Then, when Christ is come, you know that God in you, that same God who raised Jesus Christ from the dead, is in you to enable you to overcome all crises in the name of Jesus Christ. So when we are attacked with crisis in this world, we have hope. We have the answer already available. Jesus Christ has overcome the world. He said, take heart. Oh man, I get so excited, because if we just trust the power of God in us, if we just know that God is so willing and available to help us, we would not easily become anxious or fearful or allow Satan to toss us left and right. We are children of the Most High God. Wow. Friend, whatever you're going through today, you have what it takes in you to get up and stand and fight and just trust God, the Holy Spirit, to enable you to overcome. You don't need to give up. Whatever it is, get into God's word and find a promise pertaining to your problem. 6,000 to 7,000 promises are available. They are all yours. Find a promise. This is how you do it now. I'm telling you the how to. People like, how do I do it? Here is the how to. You find a promise. You take that promise. You think about it. You meditate on that promise over and over, over and over. You ask for how long. It does not matter. You just stand on God's promises, because God is watching to make sure His word come to pass. As you stand on God's promises, you meditate on that. You pray it over your circumstance. The power in that promise will start to minister to your heart. It will embolden you, and the fear, anxiety will instantly start to leave, and you will see the God of miracles do miracles in that situation. This is a promise. You can stand on it. I have lived this out. I don't speak this as a preacher. I have lived this out. I continue to live this out. Hopefully you know my story, fighting a death sentence with metastasis colon cancer and many other diseases that I was told I wasn't going to make it. I just received healing from the word of God. I took the word of God. I believed in those promises. I meditated. I renewed my mind. And friend, before I knew it, healings were manifesting in my body. You can do likewise. God is no respecter of persons. If God can do it for one person, He is willing to do it for you right now. But the choice is yours. Are you willing? Are you willing to overcome that crisis? Are you willing to allow God to win that battle for you? You would be unwise to fight your battles alone. Call upon God. He is an ever-present God in times of crisis. He is willing. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Nothing is impossible. Trust God. Call upon God. Are you receiving this? I hope you are blessed. I just sense in my spirit, I'm speaking to somebody today who is dealing with financial crisis. God is your Jehovah Jireh. Trust Him. He is the one who gives you the ability to generate wealth. That is out of Deuteronomy 8:18. Call upon Him to help you, friend. I just really hope that this is ministering to you as it is ministering to me. And before I wrap up here, I want to just remind you to visit our website to get this book, Call to Endure with Joy, Overcoming Crisis God's Way. It will just give you a step-by-step guide, more than I can explain here on this session, how to overcome every crisis. If you are a parent, get it and give it to your teenage children so they can start preparing how to fight. It's rough out there. You have to be prepared in advance. Okay? Call to Endure with Joy, Overcoming Crisis God's Way. How to allow Christ Jesus to work it out for you. Jesus is willing. So please visit our safe and secure website, drruthtani.org/donate, for a donation of $20, including shipping and handling. If you live in the continental USA, we will ship this to you. If you live overseas, get it from Amazon. Also on Cash App is the $ Dr. Ruth Tani. We are also on Zelle 909-501-9031. Again, a donation of $20, we will send this to you. Or if you want to mail in your donation, the address is Dr. Ruth Tani Ministries, P.O. Box 1806, Loma Linda, California, 92354. We will attach all of this in the description box. And I thank you in advance for supporting this ministry with your love gift donation. And even if you think you don't want to get the book, I just ask that you bless us, because I know that this podcast is blessing you, because the word of God never returns void. And I am teaching the word of God. So we just ask that you plant back into this good soil, this ministry. You bless us with a one-time donation so we can pay for studio time. It costs money to produce these shows. Would you consider that? Open your heart to bless us with a donation, please. God, who is faithful, will bless you back abundantly, exceedingly. So let us just pray and thank God for his word, which is power. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I lift up every listener, those who are listening right now and those who will listen later on. I thank you for your word, which is our only hope. I thank you for your word, which is our only source of power and strength and truth. I pray, Father God, for all those who are listening to me right now, that you've spoken to their heart. You've taken my words. You've stirred them, given them hope to stand up and overcome crisis. We thank you, for you are an ever-present God. I know that you are doing these things in their hearts right now, because your word says that you are an ever-present God in times of trouble. I thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I thank you that your grace and your love and compassion is available every day. So for all those who are listening to me, I release hope into their souls in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you that their faith has been stirred. They are ready to embark their life with boldness in Christ, hope in Christ, joy to endure in the Lord, because it will be you doing it in and through them as they come to you to surrender and make you Jesus Christ their Lord. Thank you for accepting them. I thank you for your word. We thank you for today. And for all those who are listening and who agree with me, we have prayed in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we all say, Amen. God loves you. Thank you for your donation. And listen to the announcer to find out how you can get more involved with our ministry. God loves you.
As you have been blessed, can you bless us back with a financial donation so we can produce more teachings and bless others in return? This program is solely sponsored by the financial donations from friends and listeners like you. We need your financial support in order to reach more people with Dr. Ruth's simple but profound life-changing messages. To make a one-time donation, visit our website, drruthtani.org. That's drruthtani.org. Look for the donation button and donate right there. It is a very secure, simple, and easy process. Or, for more of an impact, would you prayerfully consider becoming a Christ-centered monthly partner with us? While on our website, you will find all of the information about becoming a Christ-centered partner. As a monthly partner, your regular prayers and financial support will enable us to produce more Bible teachings in order to reach more people and transform their lives with God's Word. For those of you who prefer regular mail, you can send your donation to us. Here's the address: Dr. Ruth Tani Ministries, P.O. Box 1806, Loma Linda, California, 92354. You can also email us with your questions about becoming a partner. Here's the email address: info@drruthtani.org. That's info@drruthtani.org. www.lifeonearth.org. Or you can always call us at 909-383-7978. Dr. Ruth Tanya Ministries is a federal government-approved 501c corporation, which means that all your donations are 100% tax-deductible as allowed by the law. We thank you in advance for your kind donation and prayers. We pray for God's love and presence to anchor your soul today in Christ Jesus. I am Chris Oram. Stay blessed, and goodbye for now.